Transparency and Accountability Investigation into Party Political Lotteries Issued. The Swedish government has initiated an inquiry into the regulation of party political lotteries in an effort to enhance transparency and accountability in the country's political system. The aim of the investigation is to evaluate the existing rules and determine whether they effectively safeguard the integrity of the democratic process. Gunnar Larsson, a former consumer ombudsman and director general of the Swedish Consumer Agency, has been appointed as the lead investigator for this crucial task. Critics have raised concerns about party political lotteries in recent years, particularly regarding their role in financing political parties. Exemptions from credit bans, bonus restrictions, and gambling taxes granted to these lotteries have been a point of contention. Critics argue that these exemptions undermine the fairness and equality of the political landscape. The review will specifically examine whether these exemptions are justified and whether the current regulations need to be revised to provide better protection for players. Openness, transparency, and trust in the democratic system are key priorities for the Swedish government. Ensuring that the financing of party political activities is conducted in an open manner and that political parties operate on a level playing field is essential. The review will explore various options, including tightening requirements and strengthening consumer protection measures for political lotteries. There is also the possibility of not granting licenses for such lotteries at all. Additionally, the review will address the issue of disclosing information about the utilization of lottery proceeds for party political activities. It is important to note that the review will focus solely on party political lotteries and will not encompass other non-profit activities such as religious, charitable, social, artistic, cultural, or sporting purposes. The government has set a deadline for the completion of the review, with the final report expected to be submitted by February 29, 2024. This review coincides with ongoing discussions among Swedish lawmakers regarding potential changes to the country's gambling regulations. Proposed amendments include increasing penalty fees for gambling operators who violate the Money Laundering Act and introducing obligatory fees for owners of supplier licenses. The government has also encouraged collaboration between Spelinspektionen, the gambling regulator, and the Financial Supervisory Authority, Finansinspektionen, to effectively address illegal gambling activities. Despite revenue levels stabilizing in Sweden's gambling sector, the industry remains committed to player protection and responsible gambling practices. While revenues in Q1 2023 mirrored those of the previous year, certain verticals experienced losses, emphasizing the need for operators to prioritize sustainable and socially responsible business practices. Through these regulatory reviews and proposed amendments, the Swedish government aims to ensure a fair and transparent gambling industry, uphold the integrity of the democratic process, and protect players from potential harm. By addressing concerns surrounding party political lotteries and strengthening the overall gambling regulations, Sweden is taking significant steps towards creating a safer and more accountable environment for all stakeholders involved.